Strathroy Today presents Pete Sports Hooray for Coaches.
Hooray for Coaches Day with Sensei at the Skills Dojo in downtown Strathroy, Jerry Pilon. Jerry, how did you get involved in teaching karate?
I actually started with my first instructor back in 86. His son got sick and he had to go and go to sick kids. And I was the highest rank at the time and I just continued what he was teaching me.
How long have you been doing it now?
As of January 17th, it'll be 34 years.
And what do you get out of the experience?
A lot of it is my own personal, I'm going to say almost gain. It's very rewarding to go through and see a kid who, as simple as couldn't do a proper push-up, come up with a big smile, look, Sensei, I did it. So,
one of the things that you and I talked about a few months ago was the fact that you also teach lead kids who come in and talk to you because they're having problems in life with peer pressure and bullying. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's actually a huge, not issue, it's a huge thought pattern, I think, at this time. If you let someone go through and take away some of your emotions, your good emotions, that's whenever you let the bullies win.
And but saying that, you don't teach them to be physical and take their matters in their own hands as the first step, correct?
No, that's one of the last resorts. I'm going to say as simple as what one of my we talked about it last night in my class. There was a kid going through and not being so nice, so we'll say bullying, as I say, and he just didn't like the kid's hair. And he went, and I just, because the kid had been training with me now, my student has been training for, I'm going to say 6 months, he went through and said, well, that's all right, but I like your hair. And he just changed it back into a positive. And he said for the rest of the day, his schoolmate, who wasn't being so nice, actually stopped bugging him.
What has been, or if there has been, what's been one of the biggest challenges for you in leadership or teaching karate?
The biggest one is putting so much time into someone and then they don't come back. So they actually either move or, which sometimes with those instances, I do online training. So they still, I have a student in Alberta now who we do stuff online, but you don't get to physically give them high fives or pats on the back or even tell them like, you're not doing it the way that you did yesterday. So was there an issue? Or so you don't get that full on talking with them and feeling that they're part of your life.
People listening in may be interested in doing some coaching or teaching. What advice do you have for them?
Be coachable. Just because you think you can coach every way, go through and listen to other people. There's always other ways to add to it.
What, and I guess the final question would be, what accomplishments you yourself in your career, in your teaching of karate, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
I had a boy who actually had very limited movement in his arm go from basically not even be able to touch his nose to be actually do push-ups. He had cerebral palsy.
Well, I want to thank you for doing this with me. Congratulations, and I appreciate you being here.
No problem. Thank you for letting me come in.
Jerry Pilon, the sensei at the Skills Dojo in Strathroy.